From the Sky News Centre at 7. Authorities say they've confirmed a storm which ripped through parts of Greater Manchester last night was an intense mini-tornado. Roofs were torn off houses, with around 100 evacuated. They're still being checked to see if they're safe. Wayne Harrop is among those waiting to hear when they can go back.
Obviously the fire brigade and that came there and said, you know, grab some warm clothes, grab your phone, you're going to have to evacuate. So that's what people did. We just grabbed what we had with us at the time and grabbed the dog. But I was lucky enough to find a friend that said to put us up for the night.
Around 1,500 properties in Scotland are set to spend another night without electricity. Power has been restored to more than 40,000 homes cut off during Storm Gerrit. Three men have died after a 4x4 was recovered from the River Esk on the North York Moors. Police are urging drivers to take care on flooded roads. Israel has admitted airstrikes in central Gaza on Christmas Eve caused unintended harm to civilians in a refugee camp. The UN estimates more than 80 Palestinians were killed. An apparent fire at the top of Blackpool Tower has turned out to be orange netting flapping in the wind. Six fire engines responded to reports of flames coming from a platform more than 120 metres up. To football, and Arsenal and Tottenham are looking to make moves in the Premier League's top four this evening. The Gunners are at home to West Ham. Victory would take them back to the top of the table ahead of Liverpool. And manager Mikel Arteta wants the fans to bring the noise.
Get it rocking, get behind the team, inspire them again. And the team is going to try to do everything that we can to get them out of the seats. But it's going to be the last game of the year in front of them. So I think it's a special moment. So let's make it beautiful.
Well, that game kicks off at 8:15. Before that, Spurs, who dropped to fifth last night after Manchester City's win at Everton, can return to fourth. But they'll need to beat Brighton at the Amex for that to happen. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, it's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday evening. I hope you're safe and well, and I hope you had a good Christmas too. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour. He'll be back next week at six with another edition of 98 Not Out. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and for the last time in 2023, welcome into the non-league hour.
Yeah.
45 years old, that song. Late 1978, that came out. Village People, of course, and YMCA. So, as I say, I hope you had a good Christmas. I hope it was a little bit better than mine. I did enjoy it, but unfortunately, I've been laid low with a chest infection and coughed and splattered my way through the festive period. So that's why there was no Don Lee Cowell last night and, last week and no Phoenix Sport last Saturday. I simply wasn't in a fit state to do them. Still not 100% now, but capable of doing an hour, and I should be back on Saturday afternoon as well. But straight down to business, we are going to have a look back at the results for our local sides over the festive period, focusing first on the National League. For Southend United supporters, barring one setback on the field on Boxing Day, it's been a case of if Carlsberg did weeks, I guess, because just before their match away to Kidderminster Harriers in the National League kicked off on Saturday, the news came through which supporters have been waiting for ages. Contracts have formally been exchanged for the sale of the club, which not long ago, of course, was in serious danger of going out of business altogether. Ron Martin has handed over the reins officially to Australian businessman Justin Rees and his consortium. The agreement is still subject to cabinet approval by Southend Council in January, but it's as good as done. And the 600 travelling supporters who made their way to Worcestershire to see the Shrimpers take on bottom club Kidderminster Harriers celebrated, as well as the team did, of course, with a 2-1 win over the league's bottom club. Thanks to first half goals from Ollie Coker, who put the Shrimpers ahead in the 6th minute, Nathan Ralph, who added a second just before half time after Ashley Hemmings had levelled for Kidderminster. And Dagenham and Redbridge, meanwhile, they travelled to AFC Fylde on Saturday. Idi Effiong gave the Daggers a 40th minute lead, but 14 minutes from time, Harry Phipps put the ball through his own net to give the hosts a share of the spoils. It finished AFC Fylde 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Boxing Day saw Southend take on Barnet at Roots Hall, and third place Barnet chalked up a 2-0 victory, so not such a good day for the Shrimpers on that occasion. Dagenham and Redbridge enjoyed a fine win, though they beat Eastleigh by 4-1. In the Effiong, once again found himself on the score sheet in both the first and second half. Keenan Apaya Forson and Tom Eastman were the Daggers' other scorers. Aidan Barlow replied for Eastleigh. Dagenham and Redbridge won 4-1. That leaves them 14th in the league on 29 points. Southend, with their 10-point deduction, of course, just below them in 15th. At the top of the table, Chesterfield still top. They are seven points clear of second place Bromley. They've got two games in hand on them as well. There is a potential blow in the offing for Chesterfield because their manager Paul Cook is one of the names who has been linked with the vacant managerial job at EFL Championship club Plymouth Argyle, and obviously they will be hoping to hold on to him at all costs, because the former Ipswich Town manager has done quite a job in his second spell in charge there. Also in the playoffs, Walter Bartley in third, Solihull Moors are fourth, Gateshead, Altrincham and Halifax are fifth, sixth and seventh. At the other end, Kidderminster are off the bottom now after they picked up a point at Boreham Wood on Boxing Day. AFC Fylde and now bottom. They lost 2-0 at Aldershot also on Boxing Day. Ipswich United and Oxford City are also in the bottom four at the moment.
98 FM.
Turning our attention to the National League South, and it was a good holiday period for Chelmsford City. On Saturday, they picked up their first home win since August, where they beat Torquay United 2-0 at Melbourne Park, thanks to goals either side of half-time from Luke Jenkins and Ipswich Town loanee Finlay Barbrook. Not such a good day for Averley. They were beaten 2-0 at home by Slough Town. And also for Braintree Town, who slipped to a 1-0 defeat away to Farnborough. And on Boxing Day, an all-Essex affair at Cressy Road as Braintree faced Chelmsford, and the visitors, City, scored an impressive 3-0 victory thanks to second-half goals, all of which came in the final 23 minutes from Jermaine Francis, Charlie Ruff and Freddie Hockey. Meanwhile, it was another defeat for Averley away at struggling Dover Athletic. The Millers lost 2-1. Garrett Kelly put Averley ahead, but Dover came back to claim all 3 points. So with those two back-to-back wins, Chelmsford are back in the playoff spots in seventh place. Averley are down to 10th now, 35 points, 3 points behind Chelmsford on 38. And Braintree Town just behind them in 11th on 34. Yeovil Town increasingly looking like the runaway leaders. They're on 53 points in first place. Hampson and Richmond Borough are in second on 43. Bath, Worthing, Talking Maidstone and then Chelmsford making up the playoff spots. At the other end, Havant and Waterlooville, Dover Athletic, Welling United and Eastbourne Borough are currently in the relegation spots. And the holidays, Isthmian Premier League action saw only one match on Saturday. Involved the leaders Hornchurch, who hosted Canvey Island at Bridge Avenue, and the Urchins won 2-0 thanks to second half goals from Ollie Muldoon and Femi Akinwande. Meanwhile, on Boxing Day, there was a very good win for Hashtag United, who were away to Haringey Borough, and they won 4-1. Matthew Waldridge, Sakaraya Hassan, Luke May Parrott and Max Cornhill all scoring in the second half after Haringey had taken a first half lead. The match between Concord Rangers and Billericay Town was postponed. Yet another postponed fixture at the Aspect Arena. So the league table shows Hornchurch's lead now cuts to 5 points, on 48, but they have played 3 less than second place Chatham Town, who are on 43. Enfield Town week 8 and finished in Hastings United, making up the playoff spots. Billericay just behind Hastings, 1 point behind them in 6, and they've got a couple of games in hand on the three sides above them as well. Hashtag are 7th, having played 19, and they're on 32. Canvey 13th after that defeat at Hall Church. They were on 25 points. And Concord Rangers, they've played less games than anybody else in the league, just 15, but they've only had three wins from those 15. And they are currently bringing up the rear with just 10 points, 2 points behind the next two, Haringey Borough and Kingstonian. Folkestone Invicta, they are also in the relegation places, albeit on goal difference. Take a look at the Isthmian North meanwhile, and Saturday's action saw Brightley Sea Regent pick up a 1-0 win away to the bottom club Stowmarket. Bradley Russell scored the only goal of the game in the last minute to give Regent all 3 points. Boxing Day saw Brentwood Town travel up the A12 to Witham Town, and they picked up all 3 points. Andrew Sese gave Witham a very early lead before George Sykes equalised on 7 minutes. And two goals from Mekki McKenzie, other side of half-time, gave Brentwood a 3-1 victory. Meanwhile, at the Len Salmon Stadium, it finished Bales and Pitsy 3, Grays Athletic 1. Matt Price, Ben Williamson and Jeffrey Okonkwo were the scorers for Bowers. Aaron Gordon replying for Grays. And in the local derby between Malden and Tiptree and Heybridge Swifts, it was visitors Swifts who took local bragging rights after George Smith had given the Jammers, the hosts, a third-minute lead. Danny Nesbitt, Sam Park and Leighton Lewis Watson replied for Swifts. There was one game last night, and that was a Gardeners Close, where Basildon United hosted New Salamis, and it was a first victory for their new manager. They beat New Salamis 1-0. Kai Jude scoring in the last minute to give them all 3 points. So Lowestoft Town are still top of the league on 37 points, 3 points clear of Felixstowe Walton on 34. Lowestoft have two games in hand on their Suffolk rivals, though. Brightling Sea up to third after their win at the weekend. Bales and Pitsy are in fourth behind them on goal difference. Basildon United are in fifth. Haybridge Smiths are sixth. Brentwood Town seventh. Walthamstow are eighth. Malden Tittery ninth. Witham 11th. Redbridge 13th. And Grays Athletic still in second from last place, but things starting to improve for them. They've had a couple of wins in the league for the first time this season since Darren Manning took charge, and they're 9 points clear of the bottom club Stowmarket Town. Meanwhile, in staying at step four in the Sutton League Division One Central, Waltham Abbey had a couple of games over the Christmas period. Saturday saw them travel to Kings Langley and pick up a 2-1 victory. They were 1-0 down at the break, but after the restart, Tammy Ogwenowo and Jason Hallett gave Abbey a 2-1 victory. And last night they travelled, no they didn't travel, they were at home to Welwyn Garden City. Not such a good result for them this time. They were comfortably beaten 4-1. Jason Hallett put Abbey in the lead after 16 minutes, but Welwyn Garden City went on to score four and take all 3 points. Abbey in fifth after that result.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in grows, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just want to fly, want to live but don't want to die. Maybe I just want to breathe. Maybe I don't really wanna know how you got it.
I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Just one piece of transfer news before I move on. Basildon United of Isbien North, just before the Christmas programme, they brought in a new midfielder by the name of Shell Blackwood. There's a long list of clubs at various levels which he's played for, but he's played locally previously for Grays Athletic and Aveley, along with a whole host of other clubs, and he has been brought in to strengthen the midfield at Garden as close. But now we turn our attention to non-league step five and the Essex Senior League, taking a look at the matches over the Christmas period. I say over the Christmas period. These were all on Friday and Saturday. In fact, Friday night saw a 3-1 victory for Ilford at home to FC Clacton. Saturday saw Buckhurst Hill beaten 3-1 at home by Saffron Walden Town. Barking 1-3-0 at Coggeshall Town. It was a home win for Great Wakery Rovers. They beat Athletic Newham 1-0 at Burroughs Park. The other results were Little Oakley 3, Sporting Bangor United 2, Romford 2, White Ensign 1, Stanway Rovers 0, Frentford 0, Silbury 2, Takeley 1 and West Essex 1, Holbridge Sports 1. It was due to be one game last night between Stanway Rovers and West Essex. That was postponed. Tilbury remain top of the table on 45 points, 1 point clear of Sporting Bengal United, who are in second place, but Tilbury have 3 games in hand on them. Romford are in third place on 43 points, followed by Woodford Town in fourth and Housted Town in fifth. At the other end, Coggeshall Town still bringing out the rear, just 9 points, 2 wins from their 23 matches so far. And Ilford with just 4 wins under their belt, just above them in 19th place. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted had a couple of matches over the Christmas period. Saturday saw them host Potton United, and the visitors beat them by 2-0. Last night, Stansted travelled to Sulwichworth Town where they picked up a 1-1 draw, and the Airport Men are currently in 16th place. So now we turn our attention to the Furlough Nun Division 1 South. And there was one game on Friday night which saw Mayhem Baker host Harlow Town. Harlow won 3-2. On Saturday, there was a goalless draw between Benfleet and Cannons Wood. Dunmo Town beat North West London 2-0. Hackney Wick beat Barkingside 2-1. Hoddesdon Town 0, Clapton Community 1. And Tower Hamlets 3, Burnham Ramblers 7 were the other results. Now, there was one game on Boxing Day. It took place at New Lodge, and it was Hutton versus Basildon Town. And Andy Gardner was down there to watch the action.
So Hutton go into the last Saturday of 2023 on the half century of points and sitting in second place in the table with 3 games in hand on leaders Clapton Community. Boxing Day, comfortable win against Basildon Town. It was never in doubt. And as is normal with the Thurlough Nun games that I've seen, you're never far away from a red card. And we didn't have to wait too long for another one today. It came in 17 minutes when there was a handball in the Basildon penalty box. Hutton still put the ball into the back of the net, but the referee had blown, and after consulting with the linesman on the far side, the result was a straight red card for Modu Guy, the Basildon left back, and a penalty for Hutton. And that wasn't the end of the drama, because the penalty taken by Jamie Boxall was brilliantly saved by Dan Blockley, and he did really well too to get up and push the rebound from Dave Johnson onto the post, but it trickled over the line for the opening goal. So, and from that moment, Hutton were well on top. Jamie Boxall involved in a lot of things, had another good chance and a great save again from Blockley. You had to feel sorry for Blockley, had a good game. And at half-time, Hutton introduced Harry Rawlings, and everything that was good about Hutton went through Rawlings in the second half. They made it 2 after 50 minutes. Basildon got caught from a short corner, and Rawlings' cross found the head of striker Johnson for his second of the afternoon. It was 3 after 65, and this time it was Rawlings that helped himself to the goal from close range, his first for the club. Basildon, I'd say, played 75 minutes. It was 3 after 60, say played 75 minutes or so with 10 men, but they didn't give up and they pulled one back after 72 minutes through substitute Jamie Bradbourne. A good turn and finish from him. But in truth, either side of that goal, Hutton squandered multiple chances. It could have been 5 and 6, but they just had to settle for the 3. In front of a very good Boxing Day crowd of over 200 fans, as I say, Hutton, second as we go into the last Saturday of the year, with some very tasty looking fixtures coming up against some challengers, the likes of Harlow this weekend, and then Canonswood. So it's finished here. Hutton 3, Basildon Town 1.
Thanks very much, Andy, and apologies for the technical hitch during that report. So there was one other game on Boxing Day, and that was between Harlow Town and Canonswood, finished 1 apiece. A couple of games last night too, finished Barkingside 2, Clapton 3 and Wormley Rovers 4, Hackney Wick 1. So the league table sees Clapton Community 2 points clear at the top, with Hutton in second place on 50 points, and Hutton have 3 games in hand on Clapton Community. Benfleet are third on 49, having played 22. Harlow Town and Canonswood, who have both played 25 points, are fourth and fifth respectively. They're on 45 and 44 points. Now, turning our attention to the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North and the results for the Essex sides in that league over the festive period. Friday night saw a 2-1 home win for Wivenhoe Town against Laysden under 23s. Hamish and Parkston lost 2-0 on Saturday away at Dussindale and Hellisden. And on Tuesday night, Hamish and Parkston lost 2-0 again, this time at home to Stanway Pegasus. Framlingham Town are currently top of the table, 1 point ahead of Stanway Pegasus, and Framlingham have 3 games in hand on Pegasus as well. Holland are third on 44 points, Great Yarmouth Town are fourth on 43, and Hamish and Parkston are fifth on 39 points. Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 12th place on 31 points. And rounding up the men's results for the week, there was one tie in the fourth round of the Essex Senior Cup on Friday night at the Aspect Arena, and Concord Rangers, who have had a very disappointing league campaign so far in ESPN Premier, they put that to one side as they fielded a team against Great Athletic, and they scored 5 goals without reply. So Concord go through to the next stage of the competition. We're going to have our women's round up very soon for you after we've heard the Rolling Stones. This is Mess It Up.
You took my keys and then
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Just a very brief women's roundup this week because there's not been any women's football since Saturday the 17th, and it doesn't start again until Sunday week, the 7th of January. But I will take a quick look at the league tables because obviously we didn't get a chance to do so last week with there being no show. First off, in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, Hashtag United went top just before Christmas after they beat Rugby Borough Women 1-0. In their last game. That's put them at 3 points clear of Portsmouth, who are now in second place, although Portsmouth Women have two games in hand on Hashtag Women. Stinker of a result for Billericay Town Women just before Christmas. They travelled to Oxford United Women and the host scored 8 without reply. Billericay currently in 8th place in the table. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Premier Division, which we're going to take a look at first, it's Barking Women. They are currently in sixth place, 12 teams in that league, remember, and a couple of places below them, Bowers and Pitsy Ladies First Team. They are currently in eighth place. So having a quick look at the Eastern Region, Division 1 South. And Southend United Community Sports Club Ladies, they are currently in second place behind Watford. Both played 9, Watford are 5 points ahead of them. The only side with a 100% record in that league. They've won all 9 of their fixtures so far. Hutton Women are third. Billericay Town Women Development are in sixth place. And Stanway Pegasus Ladies, 10th. Below them, still yet to register their first win this season, are Grays Athletic Women. And finally, looking at the London and South East Regional Women's League Division 1 North, where we've got a couple of local sides. Hackney, they're currently in fourth place on 17 points. And Clapton Community Women's side, currently a couple of places below them in sixth place. Next week, we'll have a full review, preview of the women's fixtures with, as I say, games starting again on Sunday, the 7th of January.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
as Grace Jones and Pull Up to the Bumper. 17 minutes to 8 is the time.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just before I start my preview of the forthcoming week's men's fixtures, I'll let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM after I've finished this evening. 8 till 10pm, it is, of course, Bumpers and Bumper with Gareth Williams. He will be taking his usual trawl through Indian Alternative from the 1960s onwards. And at 10 till midnight, it's the Night Shift, a country music show with Madeline Christie. And Madeline will be chatting to UK country duo Silver Spoon. So that's your Thursday evening here on Phoenix 98 FM. So beginning our preview of the fixtures for the week ahead, in the National League, Saturday sees Southend United round off 2023. They'll be hoping on a high, although it's going to be a tough task. They're away at this time to Barnet, who beat them at Roots Hall on Boxing Day and who are currently in third place in the table. Dagenham and Redbridge, meanwhile, they're in action on New Year's Day when they travel to Hampshire to take on Eastleigh, who are currently a few places above them in 11th place. In the National League South, Saturday sees Averley take on Dover Athletic at Parkside, and the Millers will be aiming to make up for the disappointment of their defeat down in East Kent last week. And New Year's Day sees the return fixture at Melbourne Park between Chelmsford City and Braintree Town. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League, Friday night sees leaders Hornchurch take on Lewis, who are currently in 11th place. That one starts at Bridge Avenue at 7:45. That's tomorrow night. Saturday, Canvey Island travel to Bognor Regis Town. Bottom club Concord will be hoping that the Aspect Arena pitch is in a sufficiently decent condition for them to host fifth place Hastings United. Hashtag United away at Folkestone Invicta, and Billericay Town have a trip to the south coaster out of 2023. They'll be aiming to get back into the playoff spots as they travel to Whitehawk. Billericay have a home fixture to start off 2024. They're at home to Potters Bar Town on New Year's Day. There was a Canvey Derby, Canvey Island take on Concord Rangers at Park Lane. Hashtag United face Hornchurch at the Len Salmon Stadium, meanwhile, and all of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. On to the Isthmian North, meanwhile, and Saturday sees Basildon United host Brightling Sea Region. Bowers and Pitsey are at home to Felixstowe and Walton United, another side in the playoffs. Grays Athletic travel to Bury Town. Redbridge are at Enfield. Heybridge Swifts are away to Goulston. Brentwood Town have a trip to Ipswich Wanderers. Maldon and Tiptree host Walthamstow, and Witham Town, they are at home to Wroxham. Meanwhile, on New Year's Day, it's Brightling Sea Region at home to Witham Town. Cross that off. That's an all Suffolk affair. For the record, they're playing Stowmarket Kitter. Grays Athletic play Maldon and Tiptree. Heybridge Swifts at home to Ipswich Wanderers. Redbridge face Bowers and Pitsey. It's Walthamstow versus Basildon United. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey are in action on New Year's Day. They are away at Hertford Town. And moving on to the Essex Senior League, not too many games this week. Tomorrow night, there is one, though, Ilford versus Great Wakering Rovers. Just the one fixture on Saturday, Stanbury Rovers playing FC Clacton. A few midweek games as well. Tuesday night sees FC Clacton, face Little Oakley, and Housted Town are at home to Stanbury Rovers. One game on Wednesday night as well, with Buckhurst Hill taking on Romford. In the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted have a home match against FC Romania on Saturday. And finally, in the Furlough Nun, matches on Saturday in the First Division South are as follows: Basildon Town versus Clapton, Dunmow Town versus Wormley Rovers, Enfield Borough versus Clapton Community, Hoddesdon Town versus St Margaretsbury, Hutton versus Harlow Town, Newbury Forest versus Burnham Ramblers, Southend Manor take on Barkingside, and it's Tower Hamlets versus North West London. All of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. And in the there is one League Cup tie on Tuesday night at 7:45. Hutton are away at Hoddesdon Town. Saturday in the Furlough Nun Division 1 North, meanwhile, sees Harwich and Parkston travel to Cornard United. Wivenhoe Town are away at Haverhill Rovers. And Stanway Pegasus, they travel to Witham United. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. This is Eddie Grant. Give me hope, Joanna.
The tide is turning. Oh, don't make me wait till the morning comes.
And that is pretty much that. I'm just glad I've managed to survive my first show back without coughing and spluttering all the way through it until today. I pretty much spent the entire week doing that, but I'm definitely on the mend now, and hopefully I came across this evening. I shall be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon with the very last edition of Phoenix Sport for 2023, 3 till 6 p.m. Updates on all of the afternoon sport and plenty of great music in between. I hope you're able to join me for that. If not, I shall now wish you a very happy and prosperous 2024, and remind you that all be well. I shall be back next Thursday in the same slot, 7 till 8 p.m. with the first non-league hour of 2024. And hopefully it's going to be a good show between now and the end of the season. I'm going to try and get a few guests on. Can't promise them every week, but I shall certainly do my very best. Just a reminder, Gareth is coming up next. He's on between 8 and 10 with the Bumper to Bumper show. And once again, all that remains for me to say is thank you for listening. Thank you to Andy Gardner for his reports as well. And Happy New Year. Bye for now.
I see all the brave